Hello there, this is Simon Smedley from the Oldham Chronicle with the latest of my music features, and today I've been invited down to meet a former Oldham lad who used to live in Cromptonshire, is it, John?
Yeah.
A former Radcliffe School pupil in Chadderton who went on to enjoy some excellent music success with a band called The High in the late 80s, early 90s. The High are, after 22 years, are reforming very shortly to perform at the Academy Gigantic All Day here in May. That's right, isn't it, John?
That's correct.
Yeah, so a bit similar to the Inspiral Carpets, if you like, who've just gone on a major tour, the first one for 20-odd years. The High are also getting back together. There will be John, lead vocalist, Andy Cousins on guitar, Anthony Meehan, Richard Thomas on keyboards, and young Jack Cousins on the drums. But firstly, I'd like to ask you, John, about the early days back in Oldham, back in Shore, I think. You started in a band called Turning Blue. Just tell us a little bit about that, mate, and when it was. Late 80s, I think, wasn't it?
Well, probably about 85, 86, I think. Just a couple of friends, we got together, and I think on a drunken evening, decided that I possibly could sing for them, so went down, woke up on the Sunday morning, very nervous, went down there, did my best, and they took me on, and we did a few gigs at Castle in Oldham. First gig at the Star in Shore on Rochdale Road, which was a big venue then for local bands. And yeah, I enjoyed a couple of years doing that, really, really good. Still friendly with a lot of the people who was in the band. And then that sort of ended, and then I wasn't really doing anything musically until I got offered to be in the band with Chris and Andy, which became The High.
So, The High went on to enjoy, you know, quite some commercial success. So just tell us a little bit how when The High started, and tell us about this story when you got signed after one gig. I mean, you must have been in dreamland at that point. But just tell us a little bit more about The High and back in the day, the late 80s.
Chris and Andy were already doing something with Steve Diggle, and they wanted to get their own thing going, I suppose, and get to writing their own songs. So I knew Chris from Oldham. In fact, he used to work at the Castle. They asked me to come down, so I went down. Same thing again, really, with the Turning Blue thing. Just mumbled along to a few of their tunes, and I think we instantly sort of hit it off. I was really up for it, and they were really up for it. I liked what they were doing. We got a load of songs together, demoed them with Martin Hannett of Joy Division New Order fame. From the back of that, we got a bit of interest from record companies, and thought we needed to do a gig to show them what we're all about. And Chris knew Clint from the Inspirals, and Graham and Gilly, and we asked them whether they could help us out in any way, and Clint suggested supporting them at the Ritz sold out gig. So it was like the first gig at the Ritz sold out big stage, you know, first time we've ever played. And we played, and all the record companies came up, and we got signed that night after the gig, virtually. So exciting, nerve-wracking.
I was going to say, it must have been an unbelievable kind of feeling. You must have been absolutely buzzing. I mean, was you ready for it? Because you'd have only been young
yeah,
lads,
yeah.
Then,
I mean, I think possibly youth helped, because you just sort of get on with things when you're young. You don't pretend to give them a lot of thought. I think I was very nervous. I think we're all sort of very nervous about the whole thing, but it was a chance, you know what I mean? It felt like we'd been given like a golden opportunity. And in some ways, it's better, I think, to get on a big stage and do it like that way, rather than go and play loads of small venues, not get a lot of response, not get a lot of feedback, or no one's there, you know what I mean? So for us, really, I think it was a good setting to sort of get us going.
89, was it that?
Yes,
89.
Yeah.
So you went and lived the dream, effectively, for 3 years, did you say?
Yeah, with the band was together for about 3 years. We recorded the album the same year in the May.
Was it two albums you recorded, John?
Yeah, we did. Yeah. The second one never came out. As we went our separate ways with the record company, and we decided we weren't going to carry on. That never got released. Mm.
But you had some commercial success. Was it Box Set Go?
Yeah, Box Set Go, top 30.
Yeah.
And then a couple more singles, and we toured.
Was there any kind of highlights of the early days, John? Any gigs that stick out in the memory? Or
a really good day and a really good gig was Ellen Road. We played with the Happy Mondays, the Lars, the Farm, Stereo MCs, Northside. Brilliant day.
You must have thought you made it then.
It was fantastic. Yeah. Outside Ellen Road on the stage, June 1st, I think, 1990 or 91. beautiful day. We think we were on first, which was even better because we were all done by half two, and met all the other bands. It was just a great, really, really good day. Loads of people came up, and it was like a bit of a festival type of feel to it, and really, really enjoyable.
Did you enjoy the limelight, John? Was you into all the attention and the TV appearances, radio? Was it something you were comfortable with?
Not really. But you just learn to sort of get on with it. I've never really wanted to be a spokesman for anyone or anything like that. But enjoy what you can.
So you went on to join a band called One Summer. Just tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, after the high split, me and Chris Goodwin, drummer, we thought we'd still have things to do. We still wanted to carry on, so we go on One Summer with two friends, a friend Fitz and friend Carl, who's from Shaw, and we just started rehearsing in town, similar type of thing, similar type of feel to the music, and a few gigs. Got a manager, played in London, and we did In the City the year, I think, either Placebo or Baby Bird won it, you know, the In the City festival thing. So we did quite a few gigs, and then same again, really, really enjoyed it.
So now, in the meantime, let's fast forward to the present day, if you like, and you've been asked to reform the High, not with all the same members, but you're on this academy gigantic all day. So tell us a little bit about how this come about and why you've decided to do it.
The reason for doing it is, why not, I think, first and foremost. And it just, I'm looking forward to it, you know, it's something I'm sort of enjoying and relishing now. It came about really because I've sort of kept in touch with Andy Cousins. It's a bit of a story really. The guy Steve is putting the festival on, does the music at the academy, and he was our first proper tour manager, and it was his first tour managing job all those years ago. He saw the lineups of the gigantic festival thing and thought maybe we'd add something to it, and he got in touch with us. We met him, and it just seemed like the right thing to do. So
So you're looking forward to it then? I bet you can't wait. Have you been busy rehearsing?
I've been rehearsing, and in all honesty, it's the first time I've been sort of looking forward to something like this, going back to other things. I used to get, I wouldn't say nervous, but quite sort of, I was sort of, you know, apprehensive. But this I'm quite looking forward to doing.
Because obviously there's other bands that have reformed from back in those old early 90s Manchester days, if you like. You're in Spirals and Happy Mondays, and James is still going, and you obviously kind of felt that you could offer a little something as well with the High.
Yeah, I think so, and I think
presumably you're hoping that the support will come out. And,
hopefully, know. Yeah. I think the general feel is at the moment that a lot of people are looking forward to seeing them play again. In some ways, we felt like we sort of didn't reach our potential, you know, when we sort of decided to stop. So I don't know, just picking it up from there, and like I said before, you know, why not? Everyone else seems to be enjoying the sort of second coming, if you want to call it that, whatever. So, you know.
And what about after the gigantic all day, mate? Is it something that you might want to carry on? Do you envisage, say, for instance, doing a few more gigs after, or even going on a tour, or recording, or?
Possibly, to all of those things. We're taking it a day at a time, really, just to see what happens. And it is actually better for that, because we don't know what's going to happen. We don't really know what we're going to be offered, what we're going to say yes or no to. So first and foremost is concentrate on this, and then see what happens from there, really.
Right, great stuff. I don't know whether you can't. Obviously, you live over at Stockport now, but there is quite a healthy young music scene in Oldham at the moment. And I don't know whether you're aware of any of the bands and the music scene in Oldham. Do you keep in touch with anybody back at your old stomping ground type of thing?
Carl, E.T., as he's known to his friends, he's the bass player at Turning Blue. He still lives in Shaw.
Right.
So I keep in touch with him. But I don't, in all honesty, I've heard of Kieran Leonard. I've heard of his stuff from Radio 6. Yeah, I believe he's from Oldham. Just hopefully there's still a thriving music scene up there. Because like I said before, the Castle and places like that, without them when we were going, you know, it was a real springboard. So hopefully there's that sort of environment out for bands to keep coming out of Oldham.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, it's been lovely to talk to you, mate. And it's been great to have a bit of a reminisce, and we'll look forward to listening to the High in action on stage on the 23rd of May. So we'll get your tickets for that. Cheers, John.
Cheers.